In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today we rejoice on this Feast of the Holy Trinity. It is a day unlike other festal days in the Church because they commemorate historical events or the person. For example, you might have Christmas, the Feast of Christmas, of course, the birth of Christ, Easter, the resurrection of Christ, and so forth. Different events in biblical history, in our salvation history. Today we are rejoicing that God has revealed himself to us as one God in Trinity of divine persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we rejoice that he's made that known to us, and we also celebrate the Church's teaching on how we can rightly think about God as one God in three divine persons. So today we especially reflect upon that, and we focus on that in the worship of our church. One thing that may assist us is to reflect upon how God himself is the creator and the redeemer and the sanctifier and acts in unity with the three divine persons. So we don't separate the Father from the Son and the Holy Spirit in the work of God. We see the three divine persons at work, the Holy Trinity at work, in creation, in the redemption, and in our sanctification. So we see this, for example, we articulate it beautifully in the Creed when we say, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. We acknowledge the Father to be the creator. We also worship God the Son, through whom all things were made. And so we acknowledge him as the creator. We also worship the Holy Ghost, God the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life. And so we acknowledge the three divine persons as all active in the one work of creation, the upholding of the universe. We see them immanent in all creation, holding it together by the power of their love. We also see in the work of redemption that it is the work of God the Father who wills the salvation of all men, to send his only Son, the Word of God, to become incarnate and suffer for our sake. And that the saving remedy that he has accomplished by his grace and sacrificial death and resurrection is applied to us by the Holy Spirit. And so we are partakers of what Christ has accomplished for us by the grace of God, the Holy Spirit. All three operating in the redemption and in our salvation. We also see the sanctifying power of God, as God wills that we would become as he is by nature, that we would become by grace as he is by nature. That is the Father's will, and that we would become as God by his love and power. It is mediated to us through God the Son, through whom all blessings come to us. The one who has opened up now that river of grace to come from the Father to us, and it is applied to us again by the work of the Holy Spirit, who has now made our own bodies a temple for himself, that he might sanctify us as he indwells us. So the sanctification is a work of God, the Holy Trinity, the Father who wills it. It comes through the Son, by the Holy Spirit. All these one action of God, who is God in three divine persons. We can distinguish the three persons by recognizing their own relations to each other. The Father is from none, and the Son is ever begotten of the Father, and the Holy Spirit ever proceeds from the Father through the Son. So in the divine relations, we see a distinction of the persons of the Holy Trinity, and yet we also appreciate and can adore him as one true God, God who has made himself known to us, that we might call the Father our Abba, our Daddy. We might even call God the Son our friend, companion, and fellow sufferer, that we might see him as lover of our souls. We might see the Holy Spirit as the one who is indwelling us and ordering all things together for good for us. One way that we might focus on the unity of God and see his love for us is to appreciate that he is inviting us into his divine life. Now, we're very comfortable with the saying, the peace of the Lord be always with you, with thy spirit. We say that in the Holy Communion. Depart in peace, and may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, right, be upon you. That peace is truly given to us by God as he invites us into his divine life, because God is a God of peace. If we understand that peace means wholeness and union, we can see that in God there is no disunion, there is no disharmony, there is no disruption or any kind of discord in God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit exist in complete harmony and love. And so the Father, who gives himself entirely to the Son who gives himself entirely to the Father, the Holy Spirit who proceeds with the entire blessing of the Father, this divine economy shows their union. There is no separation in them. And we should, and if we think properly about the Holy Trinity, we would see that there is no separation. There's not one person here and the other here and another down here. Instead, they all co-inher in each other, are all immanent in their nature as they share the one divine nature. They all are joined together and in this great fellowship of love. And so this divine society of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we are invited now into the divine life of the Holy Trinity, which is our peace. God is peace. In him there is no discord, and he invites us into that peace. Or we might say, into his life, which is peace. That is the nature of God, is peace. Now, we hunger for this. We are created for this. And sometimes we might see the radical distinction of Christianity from other religions. I don't know if you remember, you know, studying the ancient Greek religion or Roman religion. And if you think about Zeus and how he had to overcome, you know, he had to free his younger siblings from the stomach of his father Cronos, and then they overthrew the Titans, who they then banished. You read some of the mythologies and other religions of the gods and how they war against each other. No peace. There is no unanimity and concord there. You know, our religion speaks about the God who is the one true God. His nature is love, and he is peace. And we are invited to that peace. Perhaps we have tasted that in our life. You might have had that experience in a family, where your own family was able to achieve a haven, a blessing, and a peace. Where there was peace, or where peace was shining upon that place, and you had that stability and structure and love in the family. Maybe you've experienced it in your marriage. Maybe you had to go to another family to sense that. Maybe it was in another society. Maybe you've even experienced that, God willing, in a parish that is at peace, where the peace of God is flowing, and where you can see the bright rays of love breaking through into the darkness of our fallen state and springing up hope in our hearts for the fullness that is to come. Because God is at work in the world, bringing us to himself, that we might come further up and further into the divine life, where we can experience the fullness of peace for which we are created. It is a peace that passes understanding. It goes beyond our comprehension. We are finite creatures. We can't get our mind around God. And so I liken it to a crystal glass that we might put in a calm sea. And the glass is able to absorb that water. It is able to take the water in, and yet the water goes beyond that glass, beyond the container. It is full as much as it can contain according to its nature. It'll hold that water. But the water goes beyond it into the great sea. And so it is for us. We are like a vessel that is made to receive God, to receive his peace. But that peace goes beyond us into the infinity of God. We can receive it to the fullness of our being and be bathed in and rest in that peace of God, that unanimity, that concord, that divine society of love. We can receive it, but it goes beyond our nature, for we are too small to contain it all. And so, on this Trinity, let us give God humble thanks for his mercy toward us, for he is bringing us to himself, drawing us through Christ into the divine life of the Holy Trinity, where we will find and experience and live in his peace, that peace that passes understanding. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.